It's always made me laugh.
So we're starting with the... I'm going to turn that over because it's going to make you self-conscious. Where are we, Judy?
Where are we?
We're at the Hotel Kyrie.
Kyria.
Is it Kyria?
Hotel Kyria.
Kyria. K-Y-R-I-E. On San Domino. In the...
Isola Tremiti.
Tremiti Islands. In the Adriatic Sea, off the east coast of Italy.
Sea.
Listening to... a man.
A very accomplished DJ.
musician.
Hotel entertainer.
He's got his Casio keyboard set to play tunes. We're here before peak season, just before peak season, aren't we? It's early June. And he's obviously had a tinker with his setup.
He's not yet actually sung anything, which is unusual for this time of night.
Yeah.
10 p.m.
Despite having an audience and people actually dancing just now, what are they slow dancing to?
Well, I don't know, but they soon stopped, didn't they?
What was the song? Here we go.
Beatles thing, probably.
Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel.
There's a repertoire going on.
Do you think he
doesn't deviate much?
Do you think he generates new material every summer, or?
It was literally the sound of silence.
Let's talk about the wine here.
Well, we can talk about the quantity.
If you ask for a glass of wine, you get rather generous. Well, it's the big glass end of the glass spectrum, isn't it?
I'd say it's the equivalent of an English large glass.
Okay. But how full is it? You think the quantity of wine is equivalent to an English large?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You think it's larger?
I think it's larger than that.
Half a bottle?
I don't think it's that much, but... How many English larges do you get out of one bottle?
Three.
Okay. I think you'd get 2.5 of these out of a bottle. But I don't think this comes out of a bottle, do you? What do you think it comes out of?
This comes out of a...
shopping bag.
Big plastic bag. They snip the end off. Like the English people are coming again.
How would you describe the nose of this particular white?
I don't know. I've usually held my nose when I've drunk it.
I would describe it as vodka-y. But actually, the first time I tasted it, I thought, this is abysmal. And then the second sip, this is fine.
That's holiday drinking for you.
As they're so generous with their, portions. Have a portion of wine, please.
Well, you know what, we haven't had the bill yet, so let's not discuss generosity.
Yeah. We can discuss generosity. You've been out for the evening.
Are we moving on to snacks?
We're moving on to free food culture, yeah.
Well, I think this evening wins the free snacks competition. Because either there was some kind of miscommunication with the staff in that bar, or they were just particularly generous.
Well, we didn't mention food once, so I think they were just being generous. I think,
I think we had about €30 worth of free food this evening.
Do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm including the crisps and bruschetta here.
Okay, so at the bar we had 2 lots. Basically the same thing each time, weren't they? We had bruschetta... Yeah. Was bruschetta the first time, more like the softer bread the second time with...
Bruschetta.
With a tomato topping. Oh. And also...
some kind of tapenade.
Did we have 2 tapenades? Was there an olive tapenade and a chilli tapenade?
Something like that.
I don't really know what a tapenade is. What's a tapenade?
An olive paste.
Okay, so when I say an olive tapenade, that's redundant.
I sound like
an idiot.
Yes.
Okay.
There was a sun-dried tomato and cheese on bread. There was cheese.
Mm.
There was salami.
Lone cheese, lone salami. Spicy
olives.
Salami.
Olives.
Olives.
Fennel breadsticks.
Fennel breadsticks are delicious,
butter
aren't
beans.
They? But do you know what? With the fennel breadsticks, enough is enough, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't seem to have an off switch for those. I could keep eating those. I feel like we should be dancing.
The music man has vanished.
he's given up. He's left his tape player running.
It's not that he doesn't play. We should describe his setup a little
bit. He's like, well.
He's got a keyboard, a microphone, and a laptop computer. And at the early part of the evening, he just auto plays tunes.
I think he's gone to drink some limoncello.
I assume he's running MIDI rolls off his laptop, connected up to his Casio keyboard. And then a bit later, he plays. And when he plays, it's sort of indistinguishable from when he just does this. Somebody sings as well.
He does sing. He's not bad, is he?
No, he's not bad. He
gives it a go.
Entertains. The weekend, he had people singing along, didn't he, when he was busy?
Yeah, he did.
Exciting, isn't it? Right, and the other problem we've had here is getting served, isn't it?
That is a problem, actually. In fact, I think it's a massive problem in a hotel.
The bar is never attended. I feel sorry for the staff because there seem to be the same people on.
Hold on, have we tripped over into writing a TripAdvisor review here?
Possibly. Do they take audio reviews? I don't know if they do.
Happy to submit
it's
one.
It's the future.
There's no staff. It's basically a ghost hotel.
Mm-hmm.
A ghost stell.
I don't believe you went there. A youth ghost stall. What was the last drink we had last night?
Here?
Yeah.
Is that brown stuff?
The Digestivo.
They all taste the same. They all taste kind of eucalyptus-y. And they kind of burn your throat on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And make you screw your face up.
And how do they taste on the way back up? what's the pick of the drinks so far in your Italy holiday 2017?
The Pecorino wine.
Mm.
Very nice. Not from this region.
Okay. We've done well for. Let's talk about seafood. We've done a lot of seafood this week.
We've had some very good seafood. Fit very well, haven't we?
We have. Octopus, a lot of octopus.
A lot of octopus. A lot of prawn and
langoustine.
Prawn and his friends.
What do you reckon of langoustine?
I think it's a lot of effort, actually.
Ultimately a prawn-sized, king prawn-sized.
By the time I've got into a langoustine, I could be eating a plate of prawns.
Yeah. Do you think the reason it comes that way is that you know it's a langoustine and not a prawn? Or is it king prawn and langoustine? Maybe it's the same thing.
No.
Because when it comes out, it's the same.
Those pincers on a king prawn.
Would you rather they just peeled it for you and it came out with the edible bit all nicely presented? Or is part of the appeal that, you know, it looks a bit like an alien film on a plate, doesn't it?
I think it's the palaver of getting into it.
Is that the problem?
No, I think that's the appeal.
That's the appeal. Okay, that's the fun factor. Clean your hands.
Working for your food.
Where do muscles fall on that spectrum of work for your seafood?
Well, I mean, they're low effort, but they're high reward, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, good. And we had a good risotto, didn't we?
Did.
Seafood risotto.
I'm risotto-like, but...
Is it stood vertically like a...
It was shaped, cuboid.
Architectural. Okay, well, we need to wrap up. We've got, 30 seconds to go. Out of 10, what do you give this community holiday? You say an average.
Oh, I'd go a 10.
10. Excellent. Okay.
How many would you give it?
I'll give it 10.
Awkward,
no, I'll give it 10. All right. Good. 10 out of 10.